Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The security seems like it's a bit much for this bank. Just for their employees to get in. It feels like they're in a spy movie. You know, like in spy movies or a spy TV show? Like the Americans, for example. They've got one person tailing another person. Mm-hmm. Just kind of hanging out and trying not to look. Just trying to blend in.
Yeah.
And waiting for... That seems to be what they're doing at this Wells Fargo branch, or maybe it's the Wells Fargo headquarters. Are they based in San Francisco? I believe they are.
This specifically, this story specifically is in San Francisco.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a nationwide thing. I think that they address it in here, whether it's a nationwide issue or not.
This is strange.
Nearly a year ago, we told you about federal workers near San Francisco's federal building working from home because they were worried for their safety.
Well, it turns out that they may not be the only ones. A major San Francisco-based corporation appears to be taking it really a step further, asking that you move out of their way so they can go to work.
ABC 7 News reporter Leanne Melendez found out about the security policy and what's behind it, Leanne.
Yeah, well, this corporation says that this is a nationwide policy.
Okay.
And we're talking about Wells Fargo Bank, a bank that
Wait,
has
a nationwide
called
policy.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there one like right down the street here? Do you think
no,
we can
there's
watch?
Not a freaking Wells Fargo here.
Oh, there used to be like an ATM or something.
Mm-hmm. I think yeah.
And it's no longer a thing because when I moved here, I was all Wells Fargo and I couldn't find one.
Mm-hmm. They probably all got stolen based on this story.
Probably, yeah.
San Francisco home since 1852. Now, they claim these extreme security measures are designed to keep employees safe. But we are asking, safe from exactly what? Now, statistics show that despite its previous reputation as a dangerous place, San Francisco is actually one of the safest major cities in the United States.
Quit bragging.
Now, when you see where and how this is being applied, you have to wonder, is this a policy rooted in fact or just more fear?
The time is 8:40 a.m., 20 minutes before this Wells Fargo branch.
They're like doing a stakeout outside
this
place.
Oh, they are, yeah.
Okay.
Wells Fargo branch in the financial district is set to open to the public. The way employees enter the branch resembles something out of a spy movie. Each worker is positioned a distance away from the entrance.
What?
They constantly check their surroundings and wait until they are given some kind of permission to enter. Otherwise, they are not allowed to proceed.
That would annoy the crap out of me.
It feels like it would take a really long time for the building to fill up.
And what are they doing?
Yeah,
what are they checking? This looks like a pretty normal, safe street.
And there's no one around.
No.
And are they going to... I feel like people wait this... In this way, when they're doing a flash mob and they're trying to figure out who else has a black vest and a straw hat on.
That's
so,
what right. this reminded yeah. This totally reminded me of people when they were like in a flash mob.
Yeah.
And looking. Looking.
How do you know where to stand? When you get hired, they're like,
must
okay, look, your bank teller 5, by the way, your column number 4 to the left, a block down, and you're going to, like, is there a path?
Just wait. This gets weirder.
Okay.
This Wells Fargo employee starts walking towards the bank, but then retreats and waits behind this column.
Why?
A few seconds later, she makes her move. This other employee circles the entire building before he enters from the right side of the building several minutes later. Bizarre? Somewhat. But what happened next took us by surprise. Customers are not allowed to stand or wait within a few feet of the door while employees are entering, even though this is a public space.
Okay,
why don't you just have an employee entrance?
Do you think that guy's a plant? Like the news station put him there? Oh,
he is.
For sure.
Because he looks very not, you know, laid back.
The man sitting near the entrance, an ABC 7 staffer, was asked to move away because the employee you see on the right of your screen is about to enter the bank.
Good morning, sir. How are you? We're letting team members in.
For a brief period of time, can you sit a few feet away?
Yeah. Okay, so we're letting team members in.
Just for a brief point of time.
Until we can get all of our team in.
Now, okay, if that's you in that situation, what are you going to do?
I would go, all right,
Yeah.
And I would say it probably inadvertently with a tone in my voice that says, you're stupid.
Yeah. I would.
I don't care.
I'd probably turn and look at the business that I'm sitting in front of and think like, Wells Fargo, okay, you're a bank. But it's not like your employees are walking in with all the money.
Yeah.
No.
They don't even do that when an armored vehicle picks up the money at a grocery store. They just go about their business.
Yeah.
Why do I have to move? It's like a public plaza.
We then approached the Wells Fargo employee to ask why the unusual policy.
Excuse me. I'm with ABC 7 News. My name is Leanne Melendez. We'd like to know why you have this security policy.
It seems weird that the news station would do like a sting operation on this.
It does.
Seems like something you could probably...
Did they pull their advertising?
You could probably reach out to their Wells Fargo's corporate office and be like, hey, we're getting a lot of reports. We noticed that this is the case at the downtown location.
Because they invested heavily in this. Not only did they do the sting operation, but Steve, you and I noticed it's a 7.5-minute news story.
Yeah.
That's using up the time of what normally would be 3 stories. So they're clearly like all in.
Right.
I mean, big time. Yeah. Because you'd think, oh, well, maybe they could tackle a piece on, squatters or
crime,
people
or
who are grifting other old people for roofs.
Yeah.
Why do you enter the building weird?
It seems like something that a quick call to their corporate office, they'd be like, okay, we'll send over our official statement and it'll say something like, well, for the safety of our employees, and we've noticed that this is the best way to do it, so this is how we do it.
We just stagger done people coming
done.
In.
Okay. Yeah.
Is this Wells Fargo in general throughout the country?
At a different San Francisco Wells Fargo branch, a young man standing next to the entrance was asked to move away and to also stand clear of the ATM.
Yeah, get out of here, Anthony Kiedis from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Totally.
Yeah.
So I do understand if you work at a bank and there's somebody who's standing outside of the door and you have a walk-up ATM, I do understand like storefront security to make sure if you're using that ATM, you're comfortable because security's right there. Walk up to the person or maybe stand in between who's ever using the ATM and the person that's just been standing there for 20 minutes.
Yes.
Because maybe that is targeting for sure. This just feels like it's not a Wells Fargo and that it's like a drug ring or something and they're all drug dealers going to pay for that.
It is very suspicious.
What is really going on at that Wells Fargo?
This ain't a Wells Fargo. They all closed, I'm pretty sure.
But this time, the Wells Fargo employee explained the company's security policy as employees enter.
Are you with the bank?
Yeah.
Wells Fargo?
Correct.
Is it a policy that people have to step away from the
correct.
Door?
Yes.
Yeah, and who instituted that policy?
So our security, for our safety, for the safety of our team members, we can't have anybody standing by the door or by the ATM in case there's an ambush and try to get in. We can't have anybody in this area. So due to the safety of our team.
Oh, okay. Is this a national policy or is it applied just to San Francisco?
Why?
Just because we're curious.
She then told us to call corporate headquarters.
Yeah, I'm not sure that how she would know that, because that might just apply in areas that have been targeted.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or maybe they're running it to see if it works. There's really no real way for her to answer that if she doesn't know.
I mean, I know you should perform security measures or take security measures before bad things happen. That's the smart way to do it. But has that been a big thing?
I don't know. Bank ambushes?
Maybe there is.
So I'm assuming that they don't, I don't know. I guess in their heads, these criminals have done their research and know like, oh, that guy walking into the bank, that's the, whatever, the manager or something.
Maybe that's true.
Let's get him. And then as he's walking in the door, they ambush him and then lock the door or something.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that could happen.
Wells Fargo said the policy applies nationwide, but would not answer our specific questions about this unusual procedure of moving people from public places for their employees, but sent this statement, quote, "The safety of our employees and customers is our top priority. To keep our employees and customers safe, the branch's surrounding areas must be clear before employees can enter the branch."
Mm. How does that keep the customers safe? Because you're telling the customers to leave.
Well, that's a good way to be safe. Not be there.
Not be there when the ambush happens.
Yeah, I don't. Why don't you just have a separate entrance? Then, like an airlock. All right, we're gonna let in 12 now, and then close the other door, and then we're gonna check you all out. Okay, you're all good. Come on in.
We apologize for the inconvenience this may cause our valued customers. According to San Francisco police incident data, there have been only 8 bank robberies this year in the city in random places.
Jeez, is that not a lot?
I don't think it is in a major city.
Really?
No, remember, I don't think so.
Hot Wings, there was one year we were in Omaha where people went bank robbery crazy.
Yeah, people found that they could get away with it.
And they were averaging one a day.
Wow.
Yeah, there were, every day there were one,
like the previous
two,
year,
three.
There was like 30 or 40. And then it was like 295. And it slowed because they started to react.
Wow.
But at first it was like, well, it's the 63rd day of 1999, and we've had 81 bank robberies.
I wonder if that was right around the time where banks just decided if anyone looked even remotely suspicious, they just threw money at them.
It might
have
been.
Like when they had where they didn't even have to show that they had a weapon, they just had to show a note
imply
that says, I might be robbing you.
Yes. Yeah, you could just say, give me money.
Yeah.
Police told us most robbers don't carry a weapon and end up giving tellers a note. We asked other banks if they followed the same procedure. Only Bank of America responded to what Wells Fargo was doing by stating, quote, this sounds like an industry security procedure, and advised us to contact the California Bankers Association. They wrote, quote, specific opening procedures can vary depending on the branch location.
Okay, we're getting a lot of good info here. A
lot of runaround going on. Thanks, Bank of America. This sounds like something they do. Call someone else. All right. Thank you.
Well, I mean, in Bank of America's defense, like, what are you calling me, asking me what the other guy does?
Yeah. Well, do you want to know their interest rates on max savings as well?
We sent someone to monitor a Wells Fargo bank in New York City.
Because it's the most important thing in the world.
No kidding.
This is the branch on East 14th Street near Union Square.
But that's my bank.
8:43 in the morning, and the bank has not opened to the public, and employees are arriving.
I will be seeing if the same policies exist in San Francisco as they do in New York at Wells Fargo. I will be standing outside near the door and see if they kick me out before
opening. How crazy. She's like an intern or like just out of college, and they're like, we're going to send you to New York to cover a bank opening. Okay. Oh, they're opening a brand new bank? No, it's a bank on a Tuesday.
I feel like they think they're going to uncover something big. You know, and they just haven't really.
No, it's just kind of points like, all right, so they have a weird policy about how the employees go in. So what?
No, I think Kelly's onto something. These are the people walking into the bank are the drug mules.
It's like Sims. So. I feel like,
this text
weird
from Northeast Pennsylvania. Remember that time Wells Fargo got caught creating fake accounts for their clients and robbed millions of overdraft fees from them?
Yeah, I remember that.
Did they have the security then? Maybe that would have helped.
Was that them? Or I thought that was Bank of America. Bank of America did something shady, too.
I don't know. Yeah, Bank of America, I think, made everybody mad because they got a bailout and then used it to buy other banks.
Right.
Yeah. Or offer, I forget.
A lot of good stuff with the big banks.
Mm-hmm.
The person stands next to the door and engages with another customer who is also waiting in front of the entrance. Meanwhile, Wells Fargo employees wait for the branch manager to open the door. The customers standing outside in the path of the employees are never asked to move.
Huh.
When the bank...
New York is a friendlier city than San Francisco.
The plot thickens.
Also, it's 8:45 and they're not open yet. And on their door, the hours say 9 a.m. to 5. 9 a.m. to 5. It's not like they were slowing down.
They
because
did say that like they're not opening because they're bad to their customers. Yeah.
This employee process is taking so long, they can't even open on time. It's suspicious and inconvenient. No, it's not.
Well, if that's their big gotcha, they wasted a lot of money on this for a sweep promotion, that's for sure.
It's not really like this is, you know, a Lululemon. This is a bank. Like, they have a lot of money and valuables in there. So it does kind of make sense why they're doing it. It just seems stupid, especially in the days of key cards and double entries where you could just, like, have two doors they have to walk through already. I don't really know.
Somebody's, a listener in Lansing said, how does making employees wait outside make them safer from the assailants who are outside? That's a great question.
Yeah, it doesn't. It makes the inside safer.
Yeah, makes the money
make
safer.
The outside safer.
We're trying to protect the money.
It's like torrentially downpouring. Can you please come in? No, you're going to have to wait 4 minutes. Sharon's over there and she wore bad heels today in the rain.
Yeah, yeah. And she can't come in until she does a lap around the block and buys a Sbarro slice of only cheese.
Oh, no, it's fine. It never rains in San Francisco.
Chumba. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.